pointing athletes to Christ. Through the years, Karen Zando of Crew has had many opportunities to do just that. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and today on Making Your Life Count, she tells of an instance at the 2012 Summer Olympics in London.
An American athlete had just come in before that and was wanting to talk to me, and I said to her, I go, do you want to come pray with us? She's like, yeah. And so we went in, and they began to tell me their stories. One, you know, that I just had never thought about with boxing, they were very aware that every time they walked into the ring, they could be badly injured. But then because of their economic state in their countries, they knew that if they did well and brought home a medal, it would tremendously help their families back home. So we enjoyed a time of prayer that evening together, and they were just very thankful. And afterwards, they stayed and had a little Bible study themselves.
And Karen says, it's interesting how ongoing relationships are established.
About a month or so after the Olympics, I received an email from the young lady who had gone in with us saying, one of my highlights this summer is the night that we prayed with the boxers from Latin America. So who knew God would use that in her life, kind of as an aside. A couple other things is there are a couple athletes that I've had relationships with over a few Olympic Games, and they were there again. And two different ladies, both from the U.S., had come in individually wanting to pray and began to tell me the stories of their life the past year. And so through tears, they were sharing their stories. And they needed someone just to talk to and to be honest and open with. And I was very privileged and grateful that they would come and feel safe with me. That's just a couple of the stories. There were a lot more, but prayer was a big part of what we did.
Whether it's at a big occasion like the Olympics, or maybe a little bit smaller one at the local ball field, prayer does make a difference. I'm Steve Douglas.